Welcome to this month's Quick Tap episode of Tapping In. My name is Ananya, and here with me is Audrey, Tansim, Ayushi, and Thara, and we will be today's hosts.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions? How are those holding up? As we think about the new year ahead and how our phones impact our daily lives, here are our five New Year's resolutions for productive screen time in 2025.
All right, let's jump in. Number one. The first goal is to download educational games on your phone. Do you sometimes just feel the need to use your phone? Instead of scrolling on social media or playing mindless games with no good outcomes, downloading educational games and apps will make your downtime beneficial to your mind. Games like 2048, Flow Free, and Duolingo challenge your brain while keeping you engaged with levels, rewards, and points. Other apps like Blinkist, which summarizes books, NASA Visualization Explorer, which tells you interesting facts about space, and Ahead, which keeps you in charge of your emotions, offer bite-sized learning to boost your emotional intelligence, productivity, and knowledge. Downloading apps like this will allow you to turn your unproductive downtime into something that will allow you to grow and benefit you in the long run.
Next, the second resolution is to set time limits and track your screen time. Have you ever caught yourself staring at your phone and time passes you by at the blink of an eye, and then you feel regretful and mad that you spent too much time on your phone, and now you have no more available time to dedicate to other planned activities? Well, an easy way to fix this is to manage your screen time by setting limits and blocking distracting apps or websites on your devices. You can do this through the Settings app on your phone or through other apps available on Apple and Android, such as AppLock, Flipped, and Freedom. All of these apps temporarily block applications and websites, which therefore limits any distractions and ultimately improves your productivity and attention span.
Number three, keep Do Not Disturb on for longer. Do you feel the urge to check who just messaged you or what just happened? This reaction is very common, but it's also disruptive. According to Dr. Larry Rosen, a former psychology professor at California State University, when people hear their phones buzz, their arousal levels spike. In his study, participants reported feeling the need to check the notification immediately, which led to anxiety when they couldn't. The constant interruption from notification pulls you away from what you are doing and can significantly decrease your attention span. To avoid this, one simple solution is to use Do Not Disturb mode more frequently. By silencing your phone, you reduce the temptation to check social media or any other app that sends you notifications, which helps you stay focused on your tasks. Every time you pick up your phone from a notification, you interrupt your flow and decrease your ability to concentrate. Dana G. Smith, a New York Times reporter covering brain health, recommends a technique called tech break to help improve your focus. She says, quote, "Before starting a task, take 1 or 2 minutes to check your favorite apps. Then, set a timer for 15 minutes, silencing your phone and turn it face down. Keep it out of sight and focus on your task. When the timer goes off, you can take another short tech break to check your phone for 1 or 2 minutes. Build up the time between phone checks and eventually you can go hours without it." End quote.
Moving on, the fourth resolution is to distance yourself from online conversations and start having more in-person interactions. Have you ever found yourself having a hard time understanding someone else's texts? Do you feel stressed about expressing the correct tone or spend time wondering how the recipient will react? This problem can be easily solved through face-to-face interactions. Even though technology advancements have made it easier to communicate through a screen or device, according to BetterUp.com, a coaching platform that brings awareness to mental health, face-to-face communication is more effective, as, quote, "seeing one another allows us to pick up on nonverbal cues and body language," end quote. Having conversations in person allows people to understand each other better, which is beneficial to both parties. Also, having more of these in-person conversations can reduce your screen time, as it provides a different form of communication other than texting, FaceTiming, Snapchatting, DMing, you name it. Not only will in-person conversations better your relationships and connections with others, it will also help you achieve healthy, more productive screen time.
And lastly, Do you ever feel unmotivated to do something productive after being on your phone for a long time? Well, this next goal will help you. Number 5, set an activity equation. The team members at Reboot have made an equation for people that love to plan. For every 30 minutes of screen time, do 10 minutes of something productive off of your screen. For example, you could read, walk, meditate, or exercise, which will allow you to be productive and increase your cognition. Dr. Wolf, a professor at the University of California, said in the New York Times, quote, "Many people have lost the ability to really immerse themselves. We've developed a cognitive impatience about our reading," end quote. To get back in the practice of what Dr. Wolf calls deep reading, try to dedicate at least 20 minutes a day to reading a physical book.
Thanks for tapping into this month's Quick Tap. Tap into your mind and ask yourself, how will you be the most productive with your phone in 2025? Adopting these 5 resolutions will help you build healthier screen time habits, boost productivity, and improve your overall well-being in the long run. We hope to see you next time.